And hello out there in movie land. You are listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. I am Neil Miller alongside
Kevin Carr, the other fat guy at the movies. This is our special weekend show, end of the weekend show. And if you want to get in touch with us to tell us what you think, you can go read us. You probably already went to fatguysatthemovies.com to check us out. You can catch us on iTunes, on a bunch of other, what are the other sites you can catch us on?
You can catch us on iTunes if you just go to iTunes Store and search Fat Guys at the Movies. You can also get us on Podcast Alley. You will be able to very shortly get us on Facebook as well.
Rock on. And if you want to email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. And if you want to give us a call, tell us what you think. 614-388-8735. That's 388-TREK or ET2735 for those Shakespeare fans out there.
Nice. All right. So before I get started on the show, we have to make a disclaimer.
You have to make a disclaimer.
I have to make a disclaimer.
Because you've got rage in your belly.
I'm very angry today. So this may be one of our more vulgar shows. So
if you have a sensitive disposition.
Yeah, if you have virgin ears.
Turn off the damn radio.
Turn off Fat Guys in the Movies and go read War and Peace. Otherwise, let's continue. On today's show,
You're frazzled today. You're all over
the place.
I'm so
angry about what we're going to talk about here in a couple minutes.
You're seething with hatred.
Yes. On today's show, we're going to slay, finally just put to rest the whole Veercast battle because they've taken it to a whole new level and I'm going to end it. And we're going to talk.
Put the sausages on the table, so to speak, and Veercast is going to shrivel up and die.
Yes. And we're going to talk about tons of news. We're going to talk about the box office and how Pirates kind of underperformed the box office. And
sort of like Neil when he's in the bedroom.
Yes, and Knocked Up did very well, which makes me happy. So we're going to do DVD Roundup. We're going to do a little, we're going to look ahead at June and look ahead at our Thursday show.
We're going to talk hot
weekend
dogs.
Show. And we're going to talk about hot dogs and some other random shenanigans.
Okay.
So we're going to get started by talking about Veercast. And
watch out, people. The claws have come out. He's frothing at the mouth. Do you need a napkin?
Well, let me tell you something, Kevin. I have no problem with someone making fun of you.
As we've established earlier. Yeah, yes. So that's something that happens quite often.
I am okay if they make fun of Kevin Carr. They can make fun of me personally.
They can make fun of my children, apparently. You're okay with that.
Well, we're going to get to that. They can make fun of just about anything, but they began to make fun of Film School Rejects.
This reminds me, do you ever see that Star Trek episode where Scotty got in a big barroom brawl and Captain Kirk's like, well, you know, why'd you get in the, did they insult me? And then, no, they ended up insulting the ship. And that's why Scotty threw the first punch. That's the
right,
way you are.
He's in love with the ship.
Yeah.
He makes sweet love. I do have a love for Film School Rejects. It is my, my humble brainchild.
I walked in and you were making sweet, sweet love to Film School Rejects. It was disgusting.
They decided to, I want to say that Josh and Tim were kind of, Not in this.
But Josh and Tim were
Adam
kind of along for the ride for the Film School Reject. They were a little nicer.
They were just
kind of
coasting through it. But Adam Angulo just goes too far. And I'm going to play you a clip here. We're going to come back and we'll talk about it here in a second.
You know what we should really do if we want to succeed? We should move to like some shitty state like Ohio where like nobody lives and the people who live there don't like even have brains.
Fuck, let's move to Wyoming.
And then we could, like, we could set up camp in Wyoming, and I bet we could totally get on the radio, like, five nights a week and just and just be, like, film experts, like the Wyoming film experts, and we would just not know anything about movies at all.
But we'd
Because I swear to God, I've listened to Fat Guys, like, six times now, and I haven't heard, like, one insightful comment.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
It's just, I like this or I don't like this. Look at their rating system. Kind of sucks, kind of rocks. And you know what I noticed? Okay, here's two things that I noticed they ripped off from us. they're doing a pick of the week now.
Which I don't know if they come on.
We came up with that.
We patented the pick of the week
in the internet.
People have done it
on radio or on TV, but we did it on the internet.
We were pioneers,
and that's different. All right. Yeah. Second of all, the last episode I listened to, Kevin Carr goes on this rant about how he doesn't feel sorry for Katie Kirk. That was a total ripoff of my "I don't feel sorry for Oprah" rant. He stole that directly from me.
Plus, better than they're getting a lot more angry.
It's just a different TV personality.
They're starting to hate more. I think they're becoming Veercast. I left them a voicemail to that effect.
They ripped off the animosity from us.
Dude, they have a website.
We patented
it. We had a website first. They got a website now. They totally ripped that off.
They've had film school rejects for a long time.
No, a podcast website, Josh, with integrated RSS feeds.
Yeah, that was definitely us first.
All right.
Totally.
We opened the door for them, and then they don't even have the gratitude.
We're trailblazing these
paths. All they can do is talk shit. And they openly admitted on air they've never seen Sleepaway Camp. These guys don't know anything about movies.
I've never seen Sleepaway Camp.
Dude, you're a fucking retard. You've seen it. You've seen it at some point.
Now, Kevin, that's not the whole thing.
Well, that really wasn't all about... That was more about us.
Yeah,
and fat guys instead of... They ragged about film school rejects earlier.
Yeah, they went on... They talked about... how Michael Bay probably went to film school, and that
came from film school. I'm okay with them ragging on Michael Bay because he's a hack.
But I think they said something about
They're ripping off because they're yelling at you because you had like advertisements on your site because you know who wants to put advertisements on their site
and make money off of it?
That's
completely
stupid. I apologize
for trying to make money off of my website.
Your big fat bankroll you get. We got pimps up, hose down in here because of the film school rejects money laundering scheme. I mean, money advertising scheme.
Yeah. So I want to respond to this, though. They said we weren't insightful and that our rating scale sucks.
They're idiots. No, I mean, it has more to it than, and first of all, they got it wrong. It's not kind of sucks, kind of rocks. It's rocked or sucks. And if it's kind of in the middle, it's either kind of rocked or kind of sucked.
Right.
You know, it's better than thumbs up, thumbs down. Now, that would have been ripping it off.
Right. And they do like the out of 10 scale. How lame is that?
That's really
lame. Who does that crap anymore? Like, I'm going to just give every movie 5 out of 10 because that's, I can't think of anything.
Well, they were rating them with 5 stars this week. Which
is 5 stars.
I do a 5 star rating system. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not
a that's like the kindergarten version.
Well, yeah, but... to then yell at us for doing something a little bit creative, that's because they're, you know, people like Adam Mangiulo is a vacuum of creativity.
Yeah, you know, I pegged Adam Mangiulo. I know who this guy is now. At first I was like, oh, he's, you know, kind of cool, kind of funny, a little Mr. Personality, but he's that guy from high school that was too cool to be popular, and he was, you know, too dumb to be a geek, and then was too lazy to be a jock.
Yeah.
So he's that guy that sat back there and just made fun of everybody.
Just yelled at everyone.
Yeah, he just sits there and makes fun. And he has his little posse.
Adam Mangiulo is, he's the kind of guy that's going to, he's going to be like divorced like 17 times by the time he's 40. He is the kind of person who has no friends because anytime
except
he finds somebody.
Except for Tim and Josh.
Well, no, Tim and, they just keep him around to deflect any sort of hatred and venom. You know, he's sort of like their, he's sort
their
of
pariah.
Like. A, yeah, yeah. He sucks it away from it and makes them look better because they can be like mean and nasty, but as long as they're not as mean and nasty as Adam Mangiulo, they're going to look golden.
Right.
But Adam, he's the kind of guy who like, he's like a dog in a kennel that's been beaten. You try and be nice to it and he just rips your arm off and then craps on your floor. And that's Adam Mangiulo in a nutshell.
Yeah. And Adam Mangiulo wasn't done there. He continued his rant and I have another clip to play because he just goes off about your kids and that's completely inappropriate. So let's play that.
Who do you think writes all the film school rejects articles? Kevin Carr's two kids.
Hey, did you guys... Here's one thing that really bothers me. That I really get annoyed when I try to listen to fat guys at the movies. Every time they do a segment, any movie they talk about, you got to listen to Kevin Carr talk about his kids. Like he goes into some spiel about how his kids watch like Nickelodeon or... He shoehorns it into every segment. Like if they did like a half hour like retrospective like about like Kurosawa, he would fit in like what his kids watch on TV and what kind of cereal they eat. Because you know why? Because they are the only proof that he ever had sex. When people like him have kids, they
I think
never
you're taking it to a new level.
When people
and
like
I expected
that have
I was
kids.
Expecting Josh to cut you off before I did.
Josh, you're right. No, you're right. Kevin Carr is Kathy Lee Gifford. That's. Period.
Except not quite as unattractive. I'll give him those points. He's not as ugly as Kathy Lee, but he definitely is has a face for radio.
Oh man.
Okay, Adam, now I have to correct something about this. There's a couple things, many things wrong with this statement, but I'll tell you, the first thing I have to correct is my kids are not the only evidence that I've had sex. Adam, you need to go to your mom's house, go to her bedroom, and open up her panty drawer and find her panties, and you will find DNA evidence that I have had sex, both in the front and the back. So your mom is proof, and if you want to talk to her about it, just make sure she refer me to me as Snuggle Buns, because that's how she knows me. Nice. So let's get that out of the way first. But he's this guy's such a moron, because I have to preface things like last week. He's mad because I was talking about my kids and what they watch, Nickelodeon. Because I was talking about Gracie and I was mentioning that it's advertised all over the kids' networks. It's on Nickelodeon. Like I'm gonna be this 35-year-old man sitting there watching SpongeBob SquarePants for 25 hours a day without kids in the room. That's what, you know. Adam does that. He hopes kids come by and then he can, you know, tie them up in the basement.
Right. And I don't have any kids to talk about because I don't know all mine yet. Yes. So,
well, yeah. But they're all over the place now. You know?
Let me just say before we finish this up, because we got to go to a break at some point. But the thing that really bothers me about something that they said was they said that.
What did they say?
Shit. I don't know what they. I can't remember now.
Well, while you're thinking about it, I'll tell you something else. Adam, I'll tell you, we were listening to this, and my wife, just the claws came out. You do not want to piss off my wife, because she is a mama bear, and she will rip people apart. I saw her once. Here's a story about my kids that's nice and funny, because, Adam, you'd like to hear this. We were once at a mall, and the kids were playing in the little play area. This is a couple years ago, and there was another mother there, and she had, like, kids who were, like, 12, and these play areas are for, like, little kids. And I was going to say something to her because the kids were playing really rough. My wife came in there and just tore the woman a new arse. It was hysterical to watch. I mean, she like ripped off her legs, tore her head off, drank her blood, and then crapped down her neck. It was, I mean, you know, my wife would kick your ass. And my kids would probably kick his ass too, because he's what, like a 28-pound weakling? He's like super, no, either that or he's fat too.
Yeah, well, no, that's proof of what kind of sex you have now.
You know, hey, there's...
but I remember what they said.
Different strokes for different folks, people.
So they go on later in the show, and they talk about how we say boobs too much. Like, we sit there and talk about boobs.
That's right.
And
what's wrong with liking boobs, man?
Right, well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with liking boobs. Second of all, I listen to Veercast pretty religiously. I think they're funny, despite the fact that Adam Angiulo is Adam's like a huge douchebag.
Well, that's what makes it so funny, is the fact that someone...
Right, he brings the douche factor, yeah, like you do, so...
Now, hold on a second. Let's concentrate our hatred. All right,
we'll concentrate for a second here. But no, they start talking about how we talk about boobs too much, and... I listen to Veercast. I have never heard a radio show or a podcast talk more about balls.
That's true.
I'm sorry, but wrong sex, wrong part of the anatomy. So I'm officially renaming Veercast Queercast.
Queercast. Cause,
until they prove otherwise.
I found a website called WeTalkAboutBalls.com, and they don't talk about balls as much as the Veercast people talk
right.
about balls.
Right. If you look up the word cock in a dictionary, Adam Angiulo's face is right there.
That's right. Next to the cock. So, in right the cock. And everything. Yes. It's all right next to each other.
It's all there.
See, this is the thing. We really don't have to punish Adam Angiulo, although at some point, we're going to be in... They're in Chicago, right?
Yeah, eventually we're going to be in Chicago. We're going to kick their asses.
Yeah, we're going to... I challenge you, Adam Angiulo, to an Indian wrestling contest, and I will kick your ass like the great brain.
Or an eating contest.
We'll get to that later.
Right. So, but
actually, one of the greatest eaters in the country lives in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We'll have to go visit him too and kick his ass.
Yeah. Pat Bertoletti. You don't want to mess with him. He'll kick your ass.
We're going to kick everybody's ass.
We'll eat Adam Angiulo.
Yeah.
Pat and I will come by and devour him.
I think the other two would like to watch that though.
That'd be fun.
I think they would be entertained. So, but
we'll put it on YouTube.
Yeah. So, all right. So that's the last we're going to talk about.
We don't need
today.
To punish him anymore. Yeah. You know why? Because being Adam Angiulo is punishment enough.
Yeah. And Josh Reddy's still my hero.
I like Josh. Josh defended me. Go listen to their podcast. Josh defended me, and he completely bitch slapped Adam about Adam was there going, oh, yeah, Kevin Schreck times two because he's such a fat guy. Oh, yeah, because that's why I named my podcast Durr. And I mean, that's hard. I could always go on a diet. There's no diet for assholes, man. So, anyways, so he was complaining about me being in Schreck, and then Josh completely zings him as like, well, you were going to be in Schreck as Donkey, but you were too much of a jackass. And the truth is, I was at home once, and that was and Adam Angulo was in my front yard because he pulled like a Sean Young on me and showed up pretending to be Donkey in my front yard. I had to call the police. It was disgusting. I thought he was in a Donkey outfit, but that's just because he's a hairy little bastard.
Sweet. With that said, we're going to go to break, and we'll catch you on the flip side. We'll do a little...
We'll talk about real stuff next.
Some kind of movie stuff when we get back.
Yeah.
Miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. I am Kevin Carr. I'm here with Neil Miller, and I've calmed him down a little bit. I have given him some green tea. You know, we've done some aromatherapy. Neil has calmed down from his explosion over the Veercast people. You feeling better now, Neil?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Now, and to better calm you down, I'm actually going to, give you props because you did a much better prediction of the box office this weekend than I did.
That I did. Don't you forget it.
Oh, man. See, I'm nice to you, and you like complete. You are still riled up here, man. You know, get a massage or something.
Put on my website. That's not cool, man.
Okay, anyways, that's over.
Box
that's
office. Over. No, just talk about box office.
Breathe. So, let the negative energy go out into the universe.
Speaking of the box office, I got it right here. Let's take a look at it here. Yes. I want to make sure that everybody understands that not only did Mr. Brooks beat Spider-Man, Spider-Man came in fifth, and Mr. Brooks came
like
in fourth.
Squeaked by Spider-Man. It's not exactly. It didn't like trounce Spider-Man.
Yeah. So
it won by like $2.5 million.
Right. Well, from the top, Pirates of the Caribbean at $43 million, knocked up at $29 million. Shrek at 26, Mr. Brooks at 10, Spider-Man at 7.5, and this is another one for you, Kevin. Waitress.
Yes, I know. I noticed that Waitress still has yet. Okay, yeah, booyah all over me. It hasn't made $10 million yet.
I'm pushing that movie along.
What else came out from the Sundance Film Festival? There's no other like Little Miss Sunshine that got that much buzz. There was like that and Fido, and so Fido rocks.
It only takes one, man.
Yeah, but this is not gonna have this. This movie's going to make 25 million tops. That's what I think it's going to do. I don't think it's not going to have the legs that like Little Miss Sunshine had.
It'll do well on DVD, I think.
It'll do okay on DVD. I mean, yeah. I didn't say it doesn't have an audience. I just thought it was kind of stupid.
Right. So, and then of course, right below Waitress was Gracie.
Completely unloaded on last
week. I tell you, of the $1,363,000 the studio is estimating, not a cent came from my bank account.
Well, that's true. So. And you really got mad at that movie. Last week...
It's a crappy movie.
I thought I was going to sound bad, but you were just... You, like, unloaded on that film. And you were like, you screw the shoes and their dead brother. I don't want to see this. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, that's where the anger that they were talking about on Veercast came from.
I was reminded today when I was sitting around and I was flipping the channels and I saw Madagascar on, and I was reminded that David Schwimmer sucks.
Okay, yeah.
At life. So
he makes more money than
anyways,
you do.
So,
or made more money. I don't think he makes any money now. Except for all the on the turnpike.
He's directing a movie with Simon Pegg, though, so it's about to be a David Schwimmer comeback. So...
Well, I mean, so what? Simon Pegg's in a movie.
Simon Pegg rules.
Simon Pegg was in the Doctor Who episode. I mean, big deal.
Yeah, that episode ruled.
It was okay. It wasn't the best Doctor Who episode.
But let me talk. We talked about this before the show about the surprise. My surprise of the week was how well Knocked Up did, despite being an R-rated movie and despite all this competition out there. $29 million, and for it to be that close to Pirates within, $15 million, that's impressive.
It is. I think there was a huge deflation on Pirates simply because, well, it didn't get as good of word of mouth. I think the biggest thing that is going to hurt Pirates and has already hurt Pirates is its long running time. If Pirates was literally 2 hours and 15 minutes, it would have 20% more box office, I think, just off the bat.
Well, I mean, just because it would.
Well, not just because they'd have more screening, but I think more people would go see it. Because I know a lot of people are like, even if I just, they'd be like, oh, hey, I heard Pirates is 3 hours. I don't want to go waste my time. You know what
right.
I mean? So, and Knocked Up was a long movie, too. That was over 2 hours.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't ridiculous long, but it's long for a comedy. Comedies usually don't run that long.
Right.
And, I mean, $29 million is very respectable. It's more than 40-Year-Old Virgin did.
It is. It is. It topped 40-Year-Old Virgin, which makes it the biggest opening for a Judd Apatow movie.
But again, Knocked Up, if it had had a PG-13 rating, it would have had twice the box office. But I mean, you can't. That's not something you could easily made PG-13. There was so much vulgarity that
there's
I
a
love.
Lot of vagina in that movie. We talk about boobs, but
yeah, there was
a lot of very unsatisfying vagina
and they kept cutting back
shots.
To the vagina in that movie. And as Which much as I hilarious. Like watching vaginas, not that way. Because like I said, again, I'm going to talk about my kids here. I've watched my kids being born. One of the most hideous things in the world to see done to a woman's body. Even worse than Adam and Julo having sex. But that doesn't happen unless he pays $300 an hour.
Wow. yeah. So anyways, vaginas.
Boobs.
Yeah. So I guess there you go.
Mr. Brooks did okay.
Mr. Brooks, $10 million. That's
did
all
okay, but it's going to tank. It's going to go
way
down.
It beat Spider-Man. That's but all. See, this, it's going to beat week, Spider-Man again next week. I'll make a prediction.
This week's going to be tough because I think Pirates is going to take a huge hit. I think Shrek's going to take a huge hit because, not a huge hit, but it's
going
to.
We got Oceans and Hostel. So.
Well, no, I'm because the Hostel crowd's not going to yank people out of Shrek. It's going to be the Surf's Up crowd.
Oh, yeah, Surf's Up. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
That's one that, seven. That we'll talk more about it as the week goes on. And I'll tell another story about my kids because they went to see that with me.
Fun times.
Yeah. But no, I think
these
are going to be in steady decline. Although overall for the summer, I think just as we're entering into June, we've done pretty well. I like most of the movies.
Right. Yeah. So far, not too bad in June. But we'll talk about June later.
Yes.
So, but let's move into a little bit of DVDs.
Okay.
Sark, I have a huge pick of the week. For DVDs, which of course we stole pick of the week from everybody.
We stole, because you know they say that we stole everything. We stole the internet.
Yeah,
we use microphones. I hear that they use microphones first.
Dude,
we much have stole that.
I think they use a mixer.
Oh,
we use a mixer.
You know what? I eat food.
Yeah,
and I think they eat food too. But you know they stole that from me because I'm older than them.
You know what else they have? They have a Mac too. But my Mac is
your Mac is better. It cures cancer.
Exactly.
Finds weapons of mass destruction.
I don't know what kind of Mac they have. We'll find out. Anyways, so my pick of the week. I want to start with this is Rescue Me season 3. It's my favorite show. It's better than Heroes. It's better than Lost. It's better than all that crap that the American
Is it better
Republic.
Than Cagney and Lacey? I heard that was your favorite.
Way
show.
Way better than Cagney and Lacey. It is the best show ever. It's Dennis Leary, just being Dennis Leary, and it's about firefighters in New York, and it. It's got the best lines. I quote Tommy Gavin all day long. That's who Dennis Leary plays in the show.
Okay.
So I've been waiting for this DVD for months. I mean, I would wait in line for this one.
Really? Then why?
There's not
going to
be much
line?
Of a line.
You don't have you don't have it yet. Right. You didn't get an advanced copy of it.
I know.
Who is that? That's a Sony product, right?
Who cares?
I think it's a Sony product.
I'm mad at them now because I didn't get one.
We got to get our Ghost Rider DVD so we can do a drinking game in advance.
Yeah, we're gonna do and
drunk commentary.
Speaking of drinking. Movies you should drink before, after, during. Your favorite movie of the year so far, Norbit. Comes out on DVD.
You know, in terms of like new stuff of like new release movies, it's Norbit and The Messengers, and that's it.
Well,
and
yeah.
The Messengers wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was, I mean, in terms of some of the real crap horror movies that have come out this year, The Messengers wasn't bad. Kristen Stewart does a really good job. She's turning into a really good actress. You know, and like in 2 years, she's going to be 18, so she can do nudity.
Right.
But we're probably going to have to wait for her career to kind of go on the decline.
Right. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Oh, man.
One more bad movie away.
Her career's over, man. She is like another big flop movie away from a Hustler spread.
Right.
And Norbit, which I don't even want to talk about Norbit. That movie was so awful. And I had hopes for it. I thought it might be good, and wasn't I stupid?
Yeah.
That's your agreement. You're just like, I have no argument there.
Norbit
was terrible.
Say about Norbit.
You're right, Kevin. The ones, you know, my pick of the week, I'm going to give out, throw out two.
Okay.
The first one is the Fantastic Four Extended Edition.
Because it's hopefully extended Jessica Alba in tight.
I just
spandex.
Love Fantastic Four. I'm like one of the few critics out there who love Fantastic Four. And
real movie critics who are part of real critics associations who are not douchebags.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
The other one I'd like to throw a shout out to is Robin Hood Volume 1 or Season 1, which is from the BBC America. It's the series Robin Hood, which they're doing. You can catch it on BBC America. Not a bad little thing. Not as good as the Doctor Who and the new Doctor Who's because I love Doctor Who. But Robin Hood, the new series, is actually a pretty slick show.
I'll buy that. I'm not going to watch it, but I'll buy that.
You're not going to. You'll buy it. You won't watch it.
So. But also some other good ones. We got Seinfeld Season 8 for all the Seinfeld fans out there.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert for all those drag queens in Chicago like Adam and Julo.
Exactly. We got Dead Zone. We got...
Fall Guy, Best of Chappelle Show.
The Cosby Show, season 3.
Fight Club.
Season 4 of The Cosby Show. If you want to have a career like Carlos Mencia, you can just get The Cosby Show and steal his jokes from the show.
Yeah. He's a hack.
We got Hogan's Heroes, season 6. Dead Zone. Chips, which is fun, I guess. Trading Places, which is a classic. I love Trading Places.
Trading Places is a good movie. Eddie, yeah, if you're going to get an Eddie Murphy movie, get Trading Places instead
and,
of
Coming to America.
And Coming to America. Also yes.
Well, you know, they like
both of those
re-release
better.
Everything well, in yeah, his entire well, catalog and, when his DVD comes out.
And so. Coming to America is like Norbit in the sense that he dresses as different characters. But the difference is he's actually funny in Coming to America.
Right. And Meatballs.
That's right.
Also comes out. With Bill Murray, back when Bill Murray was freaking awesome.
Well, he's awesome now.
He's still
now.
Freaking awesome.
No, no,
he
had,
does,
he
like,
had a
weird,
period of non-awesome.
He does like weird movies with Francis Ford Coppola's daughter that like.
Well, he does more stuff with Wes Anderson.
Well, all right, Wes Anderson's
he's awesome. Good stuff. Bill Murray is better now than he ever had. I mean, even as much as Stripes was great and, you know, Caddyshack, that's classic performance. But Bill Murray as Steve Zissou in The Life Aquatic. That's priceless stuff,
right.
Man. He's awesome.
So, and another kind of cool one is if you don't already have Fight Club, which if you don't have Fight Club, I want you to go and like punch yourself in the face and then come back and listen to the rest of our show.
That's actually, you know, Fight Club ooh, yeah, rules. You know, that's sort of like an interesting reference to the movie for those of you who
yeah, haven't
seen
exactly.
It.
So, but there's a, it's the collector's edition. It is a steelbook edition that is coming out.
You're really into the
I'm
packaging.
Really into like the packaging. Like, seriously, they could
like re-release Evil Dead 3 and really bind it in human flesh.
Right.
And like, you would almost, buy that even though you don't like horror movies.
I almost bought Saw, and you know how much I hate like the crap torture porn that's out there now. The one with like the blood and the Saw thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I almost bought that. And I would never have opened it to watch it.
You just would have had it just
to, I would have been like, look at this cool DVD.
You would like
cover.
Rubbed it up and down your body.
Not really. I do that with my computer.
So. You do that with your... I know. There's stains on it and streaks and everything.
Yeah.
You missed
so,
a spot.
Summing it up, go out and buy Rescue Me, season 3. Yeah, season 3. And get all those classics and those other ones that Kevin said.
Yes.
So, but we're going to go to another break here, and we will return shortly to talk about...
Entertainment news.
Eating hot dogs.
No, and the entertainment news first. Are we closing with hot dogs?
Are we going to... I don't know.
It's up to you. We'll it's talk. Your show, man.
This is my
whatever
damn
you
show,
want.
So
I'm just here to look pretty.
Yeah, that's all part of entertainment news, by the way. Hot dogs. That's in there.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, so we're gonna talk about some hot dogs, and Kevin is gonna get fatter. So
hey,
we'll be
actually
back.
Losing.
We'll be back, Fat Guys in the Movies, in a second. And we're back. You're listening to Fat Guys of the Movies. And Kevin, I'm beside myself again. First, we had the Veercast thing. And now I'm sitting here, like, trolling for movie news. Mm-hmm. And I get onto the movie blog, which I read periodically. And I see this picture of some douchebag, also known as John Campia, who runs the movie blog, who normally I like the guy, but now I hate him, holding a damn MTV Movie Award. And he won this thing tonight. Movie Blog wins Best Movie Site Award. First of all, I want to know who the hell else was nominated. Because
dude, this is the MTV Movie Award. This is not the Oscars.
I don't care.
They do not have, like, you know, somebody up there going, and the nominees are... They'll sit there and say, well, these are the people who chose Kevin Kline and Tom Selleck having the best kiss in the movie In-N-Out, which was an absolute ass movie.
Well, even worse than him winning this best movie
you just wanted to
on
meet,
MTV.
You wanted is, to meet Sarah Silverman, didn't you?
Well, no, Sarah Silverman didn't present the award, but Dane Cook did. And I want to meet Dane Cook.
I don't want to meet Dane Cook.
I want to meet Dane Cook so that I can punch him in the balls.
You know, that would be kind of cool. Maybe one of these days. Now that it's out there, who
yeah.
knows?
I think.
Are you starting a new feud with
the movie blog? Well, first of all, let me tell you, we're going to talk about like our favorite movie
you're
websites
so
here in a second. But the movie blog isn't shit. All right.
Okay.
They're not that interesting.
Wait. Now that could be taken to it. Could be. It isn't.
No,
shit,
no.
It's
not
good.
The shit. It is shit.
It is shit. Okay.
Yeah. It is shit. So no, sometimes they have interesting things to say here and there, but everybody has interesting things to say. I get up in the morning and I fart, and that's interesting. More interesting than some of the stuff that they get. Not to me.
You farted before we started here.
They do
today
like a podcast, and they do like crappy movie reviews, and they're Canadian, which normally
wait
I like
a minute.
Canadians.
They're Canadian?
It's a Canadian website.
Now, how
it's,
dare the MTV Movie Awards give the best movie blog to a Canadian?
Well, no, and they play like, shame on they're them. Like second fiddle in Canada. Like, Joe Blow is Canadian.
Is Joe Blow Canadian?
Yeah.
Well, he's
so, like,
he's
the movie
cool.
blog is like the retarded stepchild of the online movie.
What's the credentials for this?
I have
who's
no
related
idea.
To some guy at the MTV Movie Awards?
Who did he blow at MTV to get this?
Dane Cook.
That's
what happened.
If
yeah.
you blow Dane Cook, you will win an MTV Movie Award.
Does the guy say anything interesting at all ever
no,
on the site?
No, because they
you
say
you read them, period.
Pirates 2 won Best Picture in the Movie Awards.
Pirates 2? From
yeah.
last year?
Well, it's from last year because the awards are this year.
Yeah, but Pirates 2?
And then Transformers probably won something too.
Do they just sit there and say, hey, what made the most money this year? That's what's going to win?
I don't know. Well, it's voted on by the fans. And
by the fans, yeah. The way the American, what is it, the People's Choice Awards, where they suddenly went to an online voting system? Oh, yeah, because that's reliable.
Exactly. But anyways,
let's put our national elections in that system.
So I guess congratulations and screw you to the movie blog. Because
where in Canada is he from? Is he from somewhere
Hamilton,
cool?
Ontario.
Ontario?
So he's within we could drive up there and kick his ass.
Yeah.
Let's
is he like
it.
Through Windsor? We can go up through Windsor, stop at a nude strip club where they got 19-year-old girls
right.
working. Then we can go out and kick his ass.
Right. And then we're like on the way back, we'll stop and have some more strippers.
We're like 3.5 hours from Windsor.
Okay.
And my wife just got her bonus
we live
work,
in a,
so I'll just
we live in a worthless
all that money
place
and,
called Ohio.
Yes.
That's not as cool as Illinois.
Yeah.
Thanks, Veercast.
Oh, you know, so I'm gonna unload one more thing about Veercast. They dissed Wyoming, and I want to defend Wyoming because I'm huge. Because
we may be on the air in Wyoming.
I'm huge in Ohio too, just because of my physical size.
Right.
But I'm also huge in Wyoming. I'm on the radio every week in Wyoming. So you know, screw you, Veercast guys, and screw you, Movie Blog.
Yeah, screw you, Movie Blog, and screw you, Queercast,
and screw you, Dane Cook, because
yeah.
you exist.
So, but anyways, this brings up an interesting topic of discussion: favorite movie websites.
Yes.
To go to, like, there are a couple.
Butthunger.com. Not that kind of a movie.
Moviepoopshoot.com.
Is that yours?
No, that's a real one.
I know it's yours. I know
yeah,
it's a real
I
one.
I like that one. I don't go to it all the time, but it's a good site.
You go to the poop shoot every now and then?
Yeah. No.
You like to.
I don't know. What are your picks?
You like
it.
To check out the poop shoot?
Stop. I'm done. What are your picks?
Well, you want them in order? Or, I mean, there's no particular order.
Whatever you like.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes is pretty good.
Rotten Tomatoes is
even though they won't list me. Which makes them douchebags.
It takes
too.
A long time to get on that.
So
it's,
once I get listed on Rotten Tomatoes, it'll be on my list.
It'll be your favorite. Your friend Bill Clark's on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Bill Clark
rules.
I started flaming him on his. I flamed him on his Mr. Brooks review.
Nice. Well, he's the only person who's our friend on Facebook. So
We love
Bill Clark. We're going to have him on the show.
Yeah.
We got to have.
Let's see if he. We'll see if Bill. He's available this week.
Yeah. So anyways, keep going.
But we
Rotten
need a
Tomatoes.
Girl. We need to get Kristen on our show.
Yeah. Or some naked stripper.
Yeah,
that would
too.
Just be fun.
We should just have that. They don't even need to talk. Yeah. They can just sit on my lap.
Yeah, we've so
you hear me groan, then I fall asleep, snore
we'll,
a little bit.
We'll save that back. For this show, like you know, the first show of the week. We'll just have naked women.
Woohoo!
That'll get us some listeners.
Yeah,
I guess.
So, anyways, what were you asking? Rotten Tomatoes. So,
Rotten Tomatoes. What else you got?
IMDb. You got to do
everybody
it.
Goes on
IMDb.
That's a lame choice.
It's like sitting there. What do you like to eat? I like to eat bread. That's lame.
No,
everyone likes to eat
like,
bread.
That's like hey, you know, where do you what do you use for search? Google. Like come
yeah,
on.
I don't use anything else. Nothing else.
Whatever. Moving on.
Okay. Box Office Mojo.
Office Mojo is pretty good, even though you hate Brandon.
Even though Brandon Gray is a douchebag.
Yeah, I like Brandon Gray.
He's. I mean, he's nice. And it's just. Well, I talked about this last week.
Yeah. Anyway,
he gets too opinion. He's like.
So what? Do you go to anywhere else?
I already said Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
Film School Rejects.
Yeah, hell yeah. I go there all the time too.
Film School Rejects. That's a cool site.
I get in the admin panel and like write stuff and it comes out and then people dig it.
That's right.
So, mine
I didn't get a fifth one though.
You don't need a fifth one. You picked IMDb. That's good enough for two.
How about Film Threat? I used to work
Film Threat's good.
Film Threat's cool.
They were a lot Prostate better back Chris. In the day though.
I used to write quite a bit for them.
Yeah. Well, they're cool people.
They're pretty
like
cool. Chris is a great guy, man.
Let's see. Well, let's see. What might 5 be? Well, I go to 7mpictures.com because I like to read about Kevin Carr.
That's right.
Actually, no. I just like to go and watch the videos of like you back in the day when you dressed up like a hillbilly.
Oh, yeah. You got to check like, those out. I made you watch those.
Those home movies of yours?
I made you watch those.
So I like... I like 7M. It's well,
Veercast
cool.
People were complaining. Oh, and actually not Veercast, but it was, I think it was Elisa from Veercast was asking for a body pic for me. Go to 7M.
There's some more than body pic.
You
there.
See plenty of my body on 7MPictures.com.
Yeah. So, and I go to Ain't It Cool News, even though I think Harry Knowles is a troll.
Total douchebag.
I still kind of dig like Quint and Moriarty and those guys.
Elson Gunn's good. He's pretty cool.
Yeah. So they're all right.
Harry Knowles likes everything. If you give him a screening to your movie, he will like it. He liked Eon Flux. The hell?
Yeah, he's a fanboy though. So
yeah,
I consider myself a fanboy too. I like just about everything.
No, you don't. You didn't like Spider-Man for
Gracie.
3
and Spider-Man. Well, that's because Spider-Man 3 sucked a big wang.
You didn't even see Gracie, and you hated Gracie.
Yeah. All right. So I take that back. Cinema Blend is probably one of my all-time favorite sites. Josh yeah, sure. Tyler, he's awesome.
Dark Horizons is cool too.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing names out here, so yeah. Hopefully somebody will like me.
Cinema Blend is very cool. I also, I got to mention my two good friends, firstshowing.net, Alex, his site is a very cool site.
We're going to be hanging out with him later this summer.
Yeah, right? We're going to be hanging out with him at Comic-Con. And then Slash Film, Peter, very good friend. That's also. Right. Slash Film, he's getting like way too big for us.
Was that the one that got shut down by Paramount?
No, that was IESB. That's my other one. IESB.net. And Robert and all those guys over at IESB, they find some crazy stuff on the internet. Like, or they, I don't know if they don't find it. Like, people send it to them. Like, we need like a mole. We need to insert a mole. Not like a physical.
I've got a mole.
We got plenty
on
of those.
My back. It's turning dark. I'm wondering if I got cancer.
We need somebody in Hollywood to like go and take pictures of like Robert Downey Jr. taking poop or something.
It'd be easier to get him taking coke. I mean, I'm sure you get pictures of that all the time.
We need like paparazzi that work for us. So if you're out there and you're paparazzi and you want to work for Film School Rejects, Fat Guys in the Movie, 7M Pictures.
Send us your
or
pictures.
Or any of the other random websites that we run.
Send us your pictures. We'll pay you nothing.
Yes. And my new domain, queercast.com. So that's my fan site for Veercast. So, but anyways, so yeah, IESB is a good site.
Okay, cool.
Those are my five.
Oh, those are your five?
Yeah. So, good.
Great what stuff. Other entertainment news
we got? We all got? Kinds of cool news, I think.
You got a picture of Denise Richards up there on
Denise Richards. I saw Cinema Blend. This came from Cinema Blend and Variety, which Variety's...
Who cares about Variety? That guy was a douchebag who was complaining about online critics. Screw Variety.
Right. Peter Fart.
That's right, Peter Fart. I just couldn't let go of that.
Right, but Denise Richards has taken the ultimate career step, and she will play a stripper in her upcoming drama called A Beautiful Life.
Is which she going
to
be a stripper?
Not related to that other Beautiful Life.
Life
movie.
Is Beautiful. You
Life
mean?
Is Beautiful. With
it's
the
not
Roberto
about the
Benigni.
Holocaust. Or
yeah,
World War II or something.
No, she's definitely not going to win an Oscar.
But is this going to be? Is she going to actually play a real stripper where we get to see her boobs? There's another boob for you, Adam Angiolo. But are we going to actually see her naked, or is she going to play a stripper the way like Rose McGowan played a stripper, or the way Lindsay Lohan's going to be playing a stripper where they strip but they don't actually take off their clothes, or like how Katherine Heigl always had sex with a bra on?
Because I met so many girls who were like, wait, let me keep my negligee on.
Let me keep my bra on, even though I'm completely naked and I'm sleeping and we woke up to have sex, I still have my bra on.
I don't know. It doesn't say that. Josh Tyler actually raises that same question.
Did he actually say that?
Will she play a movie stripper or a real stripper?
I'm totally in line with guys thinking about boobs.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, we've already seen her naked. And like when she was younger, prior
and that's
to...
one of the classic sex, nude, anything scenes of all time in Wild Things.
So. Wild Things. And the which is featured again in Knocked Up.
Right.
They show clips from it, which is awesome. But the thing is, she's... You know, she was younger back then. She hadn't popped out a baby yet.
It's pre-Charlie Sheen slobber.
Pre-Charlie Sheen all over. I mean, ugh. Did you throw up in your mouth again?
A little bit.
Okay. What else do we got? Entertainment news.
That's it.
The
Transformers little, thing.
You got Transformers? You got
I got so much. I'm sorry.
You are so out
of
it, man.
They moved Transformers up from July 4th to July 3rd, and then Michael Bay leaked it on his blog.
He leaked it on his blog. Yeah, I accidentally said this.
Yeah, there's going to be special screenings on July 2nd, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a screening like next week somewhere. because they just keep moving it up, moving
not
up,
not here,
up.
Not
and
in Columbus.
If you get on Film School Rejects, I just posted like 8 clips from the movie. So if you piece them all together, you can pretty much see the whole movie at this point. So it's having that Spider-Man effect. But I'm still going to like it. I don't care what you say.
Well, I think I'm going to like it because it's just going to be a bunch of robots and Megan Fox running around looking hot.
Yeah, she looks very hot.
In the second clip you posted, it's half of it's Megan Fox looking hot, which I'm okay with.
Sell it. That's all I have to say. Spielberg, Bay, sell that.
I would rather see Megan Fox throughout the movie than Shia LaBeouf.
Right.
I'd rather watch Megan Fox in The Buff than Shia LaBeouf in The Buff.
Yeah.
He was in The Buff in Bobby. We saw way too much of him.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Shia LaBeouf was naked in Bobby. Oh, you got to see his ass. All right.
Sorry.
Who wants to see that?
Yeah, no. Nobody
Megan
wants to see
Fox's
that.
Ass.
Yeah, Megan Fox.
That's what I want to see.
I'm excited.
So. I'd cut it off. I'd keep it in a drawer somewhere at home.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That was a
moving on. Time. Last story, I promise. Okay. This is the last story. We're going to talk about the Regal Cinemas. What is it called again? The
boy, you're prepared today,
dude. No way. The bad behavior beepers that they're gonna Regal Cinemas is gonna put these things on your seat where you can have 4 buttons: picture, sound, piracy, and other disturbance. And first of all. And if you press them, like, somebody in the theater, like, responds to them. First of all, if you are that guy that presses the piracy button, you need to get your ass kicked after the movie.
You're a douchebag.
Because, like, first of all, I don't condone piracy of movies because I know that it takes a lot of people and it's... But if you're the guy, like, calling somebody out for using their camera phone or something, get a life, dude. Seriously.
The reality, though, is piracy... I actually am doubtful about how much piracy really impacts these movies because most of the people who are going to buy a pirated copy of Spider-Man 3 like the day it comes out are still going to go see the movie.
And then they buy like 3 copies of the DVD.
Yeah, so they're going to buy the DVD. So it's not like...
And they download it on iTunes and all this
stuff. Yeah, I mean, I think piracy had a much bigger hit on the music industry because you could rip
files
and everything.
But they had it coming, prima donnas.
Yeah, oh my gosh, the record companies aren't making enough money. That's kind of hard to get into. But yeah, the piracy thing, I don't think movie piracy is really... It's not that bad. I mean, now you can go buy a DVD for $10 now. Why? You know, it's just an immediacy thing. And I'll tell you, I get award screeners.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a movie I want, I'll still go buy or get the DVD because it's got special features. It's got all the other stuff. You know, pirate a DVD, it's going to look somebody's shaky handy cam.
Right, exactly.
And in fact, the best piracy that comes out does not come from people in theaters. It comes from people who work at a telecine lab or something like that who strike a print off of the who strike a copy of the digital file.
Right.
So there.
So don't be that guy that pushes the piracy button. But the other disturbance button, that would come in handy with you.
Why?
Because I would report you as another disturbance.
What kind of disturbance? I'd report you because you'd eat Chipotle on Sunday.
Is this an other disturbance? Like you disturb me in other ways.
Could you? What were the ones again?
Picture sound? Like if your picture, if the pictures goes bad, or if the sound is like too loud, or this, whatever, piracy and other disturbance.
Yeah, I mean,
douchebag who wants to get up and text.
I wish the one that I want is they should have cell phone douchebags, parents who can't control their kids douchebag. So if you got somebody who like when we went and saw Feast, somebody brought a child a baby. Yeah, because it's spring for the babysitter, for crying out loud, or don't see the movie, or wait till it can't be that important to see Feast.
Yeah.
Or you go to these movies, and the worst I hate is when a baby starts crying, and the parent then goes to the baby, shh, shh. You're like, the baby's 3 months old. It doesn't understand what that means. It's feed it, change it, or let it go to sleep.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So, but that reminds me of the story from the Condemned screening. Did we talk about this on the show?
That's right.
Yeah, when the guy like in the movie The Condemned, when we went to the screening, there's a bunch of the public and what I like to call the redneck public was there.
Nothing like being a little elitist.
The Larry the Cable Guy crowd was there, let me tell you. But there's a part where the guy turns around and in the movie and he smacks his girlfriend, she goes down, and
he goes, "That's right."
Some guy stands up and he's like, "That's right." And then the next day we saw Spider-Man and Peter hits Mary Jane and I'm like, "That's right."
That's right.
Like, so
talk about, don't we have somebody we know did a blog on
this? Actually, I that's where I got this from, Kristen Dreyer Kramer's personal blog. She writes nightsandweekends.com, but her personal blog is inthecheapseats.blogspot.com. But she just writes kind of, oddly enough, she writes about her interactions with some of the other film critics here in Columbus, which is like you and me and the guys from Bullseye and Mark. So,
Mark.
But she wrote, and we want, she had the best suggestion, is that film critics should get, for promo screenings with the general public, we should get different beepers where we can press a button and it like electrocutes people. So then if you're that guy whose phone goes off and you want to hear the end to the Lean Back song and you're waiting, we can all just electrocute him and he'll die.
That would be awesome. Cause I forget what movie it was. Maybe it was Shrek 2 that I went and saw, and I was sitting next, no, cause I was sitting next to Mark during Shrek 2. I forget what movie it was. I don't even remember, but this woman gets a text message. And she opens her phone and reads it because they're like, oh, well, it doesn't make any noise. But it's like this like 50,000 lumens LCD screen that lights up the theater.
It's like one of those lights on the police cars.
Yeah, exactly. And it says it there. It's like the text is from, it goes like something like Zachary says he loves mommy. That's like the text message.
How about you she take the phone from the lady. Opened it up. Mommy's in a movie. Yeah. Shut the hell up.
She opens up the phone. .com. And she stares at this thing literally for like 5 minutes. I'm like, how dumb are you? Do you need remedial reading? Yeah. And she doesn't
Zachary
respond.
Zachary loves mommy despite the fact she's dyslexic.
Zachary loves mommy. Yeah, it's good, even though you're a retard. It's like this phone, and she looks at it for then she doesn't respond. She just stares at the damn text message. Right. I felt like
trying
taking
to decipher
it
and, the cryptic code.
Yeah, I should have grabbed it to her and said, you know what? Mommy doesn't love you, so screw off, you know? And, you know. Yeah.
Oh my God, we could go on forever with these damn stupid people should just not be allowed in the movies. Yeah. That's the
how bad. Why do you need a phone in a movie? How important is your life that you can't spend 2 hours away from your phone? Right. And the worst of it is when the parents are in a movie screening with their kids. I understand as a parent having your phone, at least having it on vibrate just in case it's like, oh my God, so and so, you know, got run over by a car, meet us at the emergency room. Even as rare as that is,
right?
But if you're at the screening with your kids, what do you need? What do you need to do? What are you, a brain surgeon? You're not a brain. I've seen these people; they're not brain surgeons. Right.
I wish I would have taken my phone into Spider-Man with me, because at least I could have played solitaire during the movie. Because that movie sucked.
Okay, fine.
But anyways,
not
so,
as much as Wager as it did. Ouch!
Somebody always has to have the last word,
that's
don't
right.
they?
I do.
Anyway, so we're going to go to a break.
Okay.
Another break. Final break.
Final break,
and
we're going to come back and talk the biggest news of the weekend.
Sure.
It is.
We will return. And we're back, and you're listening to Fat Guys the Movies, last segment of the start of the week show. We haven't come.
This is the internet exclusive.
The internet exclusive.
For all of you out there that are worried about some of the language in here, it's an internet exclusive.
We can say shit.
Yes.
Anyways. So, Kevin.
Yes.
We don't normally talk about this, because normally we're talking about
movies. This has nothing to do with movies.
Absolutely nothing. Except the fact that they can make a movie about this, and I'd throw up during
They already are making movies. The people are making movies.
Oh, jeez.
In fact,
I bet you're going to be in it.
Well, no. One famous. Of my buddies from... It's about competitive eating. Well, right. You know, and one of my buddies, Crazy Lake Connie, is one of the big competitive eaters from New York. He is coming out with his movie on DVD.
Is that his name?
Well, his name's Jason, but it goes by Crazy Legs. Dude, if you knew this guy, it's an appropriate
name.
It's like
Landfill?
No, he's a great guy, man. He is the kind of guy. He's the guy. Honestly, we're in Las Vegas for the U.S. Open of competitive eating. He
there's
wandered.
A U.S. Open
there was a, yeah, it was a U.S. Open in 2005, and I was in it. And I went up against the Black Widow, Sonia Thomas, and she completely smoked me in cheese fries. But Legs was a guy. He wanders into a strip club in Vegas, and it's a private party. He talks his way in to a private party, pretending he's with his group, and just totally like parties all day with these people. And he was just a guy. He just wandered in. That's the kind of guy like Crazy Legs is. He's coming out with his he made a movie, and it was a documentary, and it was on like the History Channel or TLC or something like that, called Zen and the Art of Competitive Eating. That's coming out later this summer on DVD. We'll have a review because he's going to be sending me a copy.
Right. Nice.
So. Yeah, but so they do make
so
movies
hang out
of
with
this.
The Crazy Legs guy. And
Legs is awesome. He is the guy to go. You want to go out with?
Yeah,
Legs.
If you want to go
your
out
wingman,
competitive
I'll tell
eat
you.
With somebody.
Well, no, I'm talking about go to bars and hang out and pick up chicks. Right, well, I don't do that because I'm married.
Anyways, the actual news here is that Joe Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut. Joey Jaws Chestnut.
This guy, he's 22, from San Jose, shattered the record held by Takiro Kobayashi,
yes,
which was also the name of the lawyer in Usual Suspects. So
and also the name of the Kobayashi Maru in Star Trek 2.
Sure. You know,
whatever.
Star Trek blows.
Whatever.
But he downed 59.5 HBDs, which is hot dogs plus buns.
And buns.
At the Southwest Regional Hot Dog Eating Championship at the Arizona Mills Mall in suburban Tempe, which is a huge venue, by the way.
Yeah.
So,
and this is for Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, for the famous 4th of July. When you talk to people and you say competitive eating, that Japanese guy who eats all the hot dogs.
It just turned June. Why are they doing the 4th of July eating contest?
This is the circuit. You got to qualify. These are a bunch of qualifiers. Oh. They have like a dozen qualifiers around
the country.
This guy
sets like the world record. Does he just get to skip to the finals?
Well, if you win a qualifier, you get a seat at the finals. And the finals are the 4th of July in on Coney Island at Nathan's Famous on Coney Island. It's a huge thing. I mean, everybody...
who's anybody in competitive hot dog eating is there.
No, I mean, everybody knows what it is. Seriously, if you say... Because I've been... like when we were in Las Vegas for the U.S. Open, and me and a couple of the other guys were hanging out because we were like the Golden Nugget or something like that because we wanted to go see Old Vegas. And these people saw us because we were wearing our shirts. Somebody once said, "Are you a soccer team?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're the fattest soccer team that ever walked the planet.
We're dead last in everything."
So then you looked at, but we went in and somebody said to us, we were like, "What are you eating?" I was like, "Yeah, we're doing this thing over at New York. And then, you know, the hot dog. Like, oh yeah, the hot dog. Everybody knows the hot dog. They talked about the hot dog in Talladega Nights, all that good stuff. You know, everybody knows the hot dog stuff." But yeah.
Because everybody's into hot dogs.
Well, about five or 6 years ago, I think it was...
You know what they make those out of?
Everything.
Lips and assholes.
That's right.
Quote that movie. But Great Outdoors, John Candy. Buy it.
Nathan's Famous are great dogs. And they are doing... they've been doing this contest for like close to 100 years. It's just... It got a lot of steam when the...
There were hot dogs 100 years ago?
Yeah. They're still using the same ones.
My brain hurts.
But several years ago, Takiro Kobayashi came from Japan, and like the record at that time was like 20-some or something like that. It wasn't much. And Kobayashi came in and ate 50 hot dogs, and it just blew the lid off of competitive eating. It was like if you had the 4-minute, it was like breaking the 4-minute mile thing and then running it in 2 minutes. That's what it was like. And for the past 5 or 6 years, Kobayashi has just owned that record at 50. He's floated around. He went into the 40s 1 year, and then he was up 50. It was like between 46 and like 51 or something like that. And last year, Joey Chestnut was the first person in his qualifier. He ate 50. And then they went, and it was the huge showdown on 4th of July. He went up against Kobayashi, and they were just going at it. Kobayashi looked like his head was going to explode and ended up eating... Kobayashi ate 53.75 Nathan Famous, while Joey ate 52, which was a huge...
Right.
Was really close. And now Joey came back, did his qualifier this weekend. He ate 59.5. Damn near 60 hot dogs and buns.
I'm pretty sure that if I tried, I couldn't do that in like 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, just to give you an idea.
I would puke like six times.
The weight of this stuff... 8 hot dogs is equal to a pound.
Oh my God.
So already without the buns, he's eating 7.5 pounds of hot dogs, just the hot dogs. And then
7.5 pounds of lips and assholes.
Yeah. And then the buns are about, I think they're like about a pound for every 10. So we add like 6 more pounds to that.
I can't calculate this crap out. This
not to mention the amount of water the guy drinks during the thing.
Right.
So
all right. Now I have to know. How many can you eat in whatever time?
I'm not good at hot dogs. That is I did a qualifier.
You're good at the footlongs.
No,
all in one.
No, that's you because you have all the gay porn in your No, but I mean the thing with I'm not good with bread. I'm good with like meats and like sweet stuff. I ate 1.5 pounds of chocolate in 7 minutes. Pat Bertoletti in Chicago, who's going to ass kick the Veercast guys. Pat Bertoletti is he won the contest. He ate like 6 or 7 ounces more than me. So it was a close race. It's hard to eat chocolate competitively, but I'm good at that. I can do fruit. I can do meat alone, that kind of stuff. It's just bread's very hard to do, like starchy things.
If they ever come out with a Chipotle burrito eating contest, I would kick everyone's ass.
You would?
Because I could eat like 6 of those.
Could you eat, I don't know, man. You know, some of these people, Okay, so I did a qualifier at Mall of America last year, and I sucked. I was terrible. I was once talking to Tim Janis.
You were the least leader. fat guy of the bunch.
No, well, actually, it's better to not be fat doing this. It's better to be thin. I mean, because Kobayashi's thin. You look at Sonia Thomas, she's thin. Joey Chestnut's thin. Pat Bertoletti's thin. Tim Janis is thin. They
just have huge jowls.
Rich Lefevre's thin. I mean, all these people are in the
top. I want to find this chick who can eat these hot dogs so fast.
Who,
she's
got to
have some weird skills.
Sonia Thomas. She'll eat through a Buick if you give her a chance, yeah, man.
She could probably swallow my entire abdomen.
That's true.
That'd be kind of fun.
Sonia's a sweetheart, though. But
sounds like it.
When I did the Mall of America qualifier, you know how many I did? It was embarrassing.
The hot dogs?
I did 11 in 12 minutes. I didn't even do a ball.
You get 12 minutes?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 35 seconds.
I did 11 in 12. He ate 65, almost 60 hot dogs in like 35 seconds? That's impossible.
I'm sorry,
the bear can't even do that.
I don't know. I watch Michael Bay movies. This is some weird shit happens.
Maybe the Transformers would be able to eat that.
Optimus Prime would kill everybody.
Well, but what was funny is because I was talking to Tim Janis at a couple contests later, and I was telling him I ate the buns first. He's like, oh, that's the worst thing you can do, and we were chatting about it. And it was when I was at the qualifier, there was a Minnesota Viking. One of the guys from Minnesota Vikings was my personal judge. And he was really cool. He was like cheering me on, and then he saw how poorly I was doing, and he just started making fun of me the whole time. He's like, you suck. I'm like, dude, it's not helping me out. Yeah. But I'm going to be this weekend on June, whatever the 9th, Saturday, I'm going to be in North Carolina. I'm going to be doing a hot dog contest.
Be out of town.
I'm going to be doing a hot dog contest in Charlotte, outside Charlotte.
Why do you continue to subject yourself to this?
It's all about pride, man. And then I'm going to be
it when you have Minnesota Vikings players who are out like having stripper parties on boats making fun of you because you don't eat hot dogs fast enough. Sounds like pride to me. Like pride, like the movie with Terrence Howard and Bernie Mac. Pride.
That bad of a movie?
That's pride with the big fat suck.
Dude, it's awesome. It's fun. These things are... Well, I got flown out to Vegas for the U.S. Open. That was fun. I'm going to be doing a shoe fly pie eating contest in later this month. That'll be fun.
Sweet.
That money I made.
Despite the fact that you ripped on Waitress,
you can make money. Well, it's not going to be made by Kerry Russell.
Too bad.
But I make money. I've made money off of this stuff. I won like $750 eating chocolate. How many people can say that? I went in, spent like 7 minutes eating chocolate, and I got $750 for it because I came in third.
And a bunch of health problems. The boot.
Well, yeah, and my blood sugar did kind of like spike just a sconch. But no, Jesus. I mean, this is huge news. Joey Chestnut, because he's in the seat since Kobayashi won last year. They're gonna do it again. Joey improved tremendously from last year. Kobayashi over the last, you know, 5-6 years hasn't really improved by much more than a couple dogs. So this is going to be a huge thing 4th of July on ESPN.
I tell you, the way that you talk about this, it could be the next poker.
Like, it is the next poker.
Put this shit on TV and stupid people would watch it.
It's, hey, I'll beat you.
I'd watch just to be like, hey, there's Kevin Carr. This is why he's
you. I'll have to show you the videotape of me.
We'll put it on the website.
Yeah, well, I'm going after Sonia Thomas. Well, Sonia Thomas completely smoked my... I mean, because it was 5 minutes. We had cheese fries. I ate about 2 pounds. She weighed a little less than 4.
God. Whew. All right.
But you know, you want to hear some fun statistics while we're on the subject of
competitive. Sure, because I got one to finish it off.
Let's look at some of the records. This is the thing that people love hearing, the records and stuff like that. How much bologna do you think is the most that somebody's ever eaten?
I can eat about 2 slices of bologna and then I puke. So.
In 6 minutes, Don Moses Lerman ate 2¾ pounds of bologna.
Ugh.
Okay, let's look at something else.
Proceeded to have a heart attack and
Don, here's another one. This is another great gross out thing from Don Lerman. He holds a couple of these. Butter, salted sticks of butter. How many? 7¼-pound sticks of butter in 5 minutes.
That's absolutely the most disgusting thing I've heard. Until the next one.
The best one that makes people groan like there's no tomorrow. Mayonnaise. 8 minutes. How much mayonnaise in 8 minutes?
Dude, I hope it's not more than like a spoonful, because that's disgusting.
Oleg Zorinsky ate 4 32-ounce bowls of mayonnaise.
Well, that's because he's from like one of those third world countries in
he's
like
from New York,
southern like Russia.
Such a racist.
Where that's all they have.
Such a racist. Okay, watermelon. Let's talk watermelon.
Watermelon's pretty good.
Watermelon. Well, Jim Reeves holds the record. He made this 2 years ago. I was actually at this contest. I came in, I think, fourth. In 15 minutes, how many pounds of watermelon?
5.
13.22
Holy
pounds.
Holy shit.
So, but that's, see, this is the thing. And this is what's the reason the hot dog record's so important is because that's sort of like the flagship contest for competitive eating.
And it's the height of all food.
Right, well, there. The Japanese really pulled one over on us when they brought Takara Kobayashi going, oh, he's just the new guy. And
we're like, no, wait, we're Americans. We eat hot dogs like it's our job.
Exactly. And finally, we got somebody to blow away that record. And then what's so great about it, it's not like, because Kobayashi's record was 53 3/4. It's not like Joey ate 54. He ate 59.5, which is way more than Kobayashi has even come close to. You gotta watch ESPN on 4th of July, like it's like noon or something like that. Just check it out. And I'll tell you, here's another thing. It's not just Joey. I mean, Joey's probably gonna win that. I mean, unless Kobayashi, like, you know, comes out, you know, has a hole in his stomach that comes squirting out his side. But you know,
that would be interesting to watch.
That would be kind of cool. But I mean, simply like Tim Janis ate 41.5 hot dogs in his qualifier. You got Pat Bertoletti. He's the one from Chicago. He ate 46 in his qualifier. A lot of people are knocking on that 50 dog door, and you know, you got to watch out for these people. It's not just going to be a walk away for Joey Chestnut. I mean, I think it'd be great to all of a sudden Kobayashi came in third. That could be possible with the numbers that these guys are posting. Absolutely.
We're talking about this like this is a sports center. We're talking about the Cavaliers making the finals.
How many people do you know have said that they have competed professionally on ESPN?
All the people I know that play poker online.
You're sitting in the room with one of them. Competed professionally.
There you go. You can watch competitive eating on ESPN.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I was in it.
There you go. Or you can go to 7M Pictures and watch Kevin on Who's Got the Fattest Ass or whatever that show was.
Actually, my ass isn't that
What was
fat.
It? The Who's the...
Who's... Oh, no.
Oh, Hotter.
Are You Hot?
Are You Hot?
Are You Hot?
Yeah, you were on Are You Hot.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll get a link to that. Oh, yeah. Definitely
a link to that. Dude, get a link to it.
Yeah, we'll link to that.
Because
so
you know what?
The guys at QueerCast can watch
yeah, they'll
it
love that. They'll sit there and play with themselves the whole time watching it.
So, anyways.
Congratulations, Joey.
Are you done
Joey
spouting off about this hot dog thing?
I told you I could talk for 15 minutes on this.
Yeah, the statistic on this was, guess what he won? This is the best part.
He didn't win much because you don't
All
win
he
much.
Wins for this whole eating, for eating 60 hot dogs and probably wins. Ruining his large intestine. He gets a free trip to New York, a year's supply of hot dogs, which after eating 60, I'd be like, you know, screw you and your
Well,
hot
you know
dogs.
Why they get the free supply? I was talking to Bob Schout last year, and he was telling me that he uses those in training.
Oh, yeah, nice. And he got a $250 gift card to the mall.
Yeah. Well, and
that's hot right there.
Well, but see, it's about pride. And I'll tell you, if you ever want to know what Joey did to kind of do this, he's got... according to a San Francisco Chronicle article, he would basically not eat for 3 days. Then he'd do a hot dog run to see how many he could eat. Then he wouldn't eat for another 3 days, do a hot dog run, and then have 1 day of actually normal eating.
Mm-hmm.
So you can read more about this. Go to a buddy of mine, Brian Sykin, who's mm-hmm. sort of like the premier. Well, he's sort of like the pioneer of competitive eating reporting on the internet. Brian does some great work. You can go to www.beautifulbrian.com. You read about Joey and see pictures from it and everything. Check him out. Great site he's got up there. You can go to eatfeats.com. That's another blog on competitive eating. Or you can go to ifoce.com, which is the International Federation of Competitive Eating, or majorleagueeating.com. Which is also run by the IFOCE.
I can't even believe there's that many websites.
We're going to get those links up there, and you'll see that there's mad craziness.
Sure. Yeah, we'll throw that up on the site. So if you're interested at all in competitive eating, because that's so related to movies.
Write to us. Let us know if you want to hear more about it, because I'm plugged
Kevin
in.
Obviously
I know people.
Could talk forever about
we'll bring
it.
We'll bring in a whole
special show.
There's a girl named Liz who follows this stuff religiously. We'll get her to do a Skype call. We'll talk to her about
nice.
It.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, that's all we have for the competitive eating section, and that's what we have for the show.
That's it for the show.
So let's recap. We'll give you if you want to reach us, go to fatguysatthemovies.com. You can email us at fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. Call us 614-388-8735. You can get us on iTunes, which we encourage.
Review. Go to iTunes, give us a review.
Give us some reviews. Even if it's like one star, just be like,
yeah. Cool. Adam and Julo, go ahead and go there and say, these guys are douchebags. Bring Don't it. Listen to them.
Because I haven't rated Veercast for that reason. I'm waiting.
Waiting
to, like,
for Adam to
ultimate.
Completely unload on you.
Yeah. So, but yeah, good stuff. you can visit filmschoolrejects.com, 7mpictures.com for some more of myself and Kevin. On our weekend show, coming up later in the week, we're going to talk about Hostel. We're going to talk about Ocean's 13, which we are going to screen.
Yeah, finally, yeah.
We ranted about it last week.
Just kind of forget that happened.
Scratch that from the show.
Sort of like when your boyfriend hits you the first time, just forget it happened.
Yeah. and we're also going to talk about Surf's Up. So
that's right.
We should see all those.
With more stories about Hostel, my kids though. For Adam and Julo.
Yeah. I probably won't see Hostel, but you will, right?
I'll check it. I'm going to try and check it. If they don't do a screening, which I doubt they will.
Yeah.
I am going to go and check it out at midnight. Oh, and we're going to have a poster giveaway on 7mpictures.com. Yeah.
Hit that up. We'll put a link to that,
too. We got poster giveaways for Ocean's 13 on 7mpictures.com. Look for that. We're going to have a Hostel poster giveaway on 7mpictures as well.
Cool.
Links will be up on Film School.
That's
Rejects.
All we got. And we will see you next time.
Rock on. Adios.